The Chris and Steph Podcast.
Now, a story that it's not like we often bring funny, jovial stories to the show.
Have you just read it?
Yeah, it's a serious story, but it's intriguing and it's scary and it's just, you hear it and you go, that would be the worst thing to ever happen to you at work.
Okay, go on.
So there's a bloke by the name of Peter. He works at the Hanover Cemetery in New Jersey in the US. Now, the 59-year-old Tuesday last week was actually pinned at the bottom of an open grave by a 360-kilogram slab of concrete that was a burial vault that had fallen in on top of him.
Oh, my goodness.
So he's dug the open grave. Yep. And has hopped in for whatever reason.
Oh, just to check all the edges and sides. He's a grave digger.
Well, absolutely.
Professional.
And the
one shovel deep.
The slab has slid in and has pinned him to the bottom of the grave. And at this point, you would go, why did I choose this,
is how
this
I go.
Occupation?
Yeah.
Why did I choose this? He had to be actually dug out by rescuers
of a grave.
Who had to shovel out dirt from the top. So in order to actually get straps in to manually lift the slab off the top of him and out. So they had to dig back in the sides, get the straps around to lift it out off him in order to get to him. And so think, this time you're trapped and you're actually in, I would imagine, an immense amount of pain at the bottom of the hole. So two bad things in one. And there's some more interesting things about it.
He obviously
survived, right? He was treated for chest injuries, but a co-worker was also taken to hospital for evaluation. Now, this co-worker had only been working on the job for one day. This was essentially his first day, I believe.
Love it.
It may allegedly be his first day, but could you imagine that being your first day on the job?
See, look, I have started. This very dark soul. Like, I love anything, you know, Tim Burton, Joss Whedon, all those things. And I'm just seeing a movie play out in front of my eyes. Opening scene, here he is trapped in his grave, left to, you know, nothing to eat but the bugs and the mites that live beneath the dirt. And on his first day as a grave digger, his new apprentice hears the screams, when I get you, gonna eat ya. And he speaks only to the bugs. And, like, I just hear this, like, you know, this music that goes at the start of Buffy.
Oh, yes, yes.
Like, yeah, I just hear it all, and he's reaching up to the top. It's nothing but his hand reaching above the grave as he tries to grab the ankle of his co-worker to drag him down with him.
So you're imagining a movie. He's seeing his life flash before his eyes. So
I only say that because he was all right? He had some chest pain, and the other guy was, you know, scared and is going to spend the next 20 years lying on a couch telling his, you know, psychologist about it. But for me, I see the Hollywood production.
The Complaints Hotline.
Yes, all thanks to 1870's $20 lunch special available today. It's the Complaints Hotline. Time to have a humble whinge about something.
Yeah, it's pretty easy.
Whatever's grinding your goat. What are you upset about, Steph?
You know what I'm really upset about?
Yep.
People who can't respond to emails effectively. When you position questions and you say, I'd like the following responded to, 1, 2, 3, or whatever it might be, and people fail to respond to your questions.
Yes,
like they find a new way around about it. You feel like you're dealing with politicians constantly.
It's kind of like if someone writes you an email and they're like, question, you go, here, okay, dot point, answer. Here's the answers to all of your questions. But when they don't do that, infuriating.
Like, I like when people, you know, go on Newsread or something and, like, type the response right next to the question.
Yeah, right, yeah.
But I feel like I'm going to have to start sending emails like a robot, you know. Here, please answer the following questions. 1, 2, 3, in order.
What's this, a wedding thing?
Yeah, I'm trying to coordinate a wedding and just dealing with 100 different personalities with trying to get emails out there.
Yeah.
And dealing with people who,
trying to get responses.
The events is what they do. And it's just so difficult. And I'm not saying I'm a bridezilla. Like, I know you've got, like, the she's a crazy bridezilla face on. I am not a bridezilla. I just need you to respond to my emails in appropriate manner.
After this show, I'm getting a Bridezilla sound effect because I think that is beautiful. I'm just going to jot that down, Bridezilla sound effect.
Just trying to coordinate things and people don't know how to respond to emails.
13, 12, 16, if you've got a complaint, I'll give you one quickly. Caught the neighbour's cat crapping in my backyard last night. Like, walked out the back and I was looking through the window going, what is that orange? Oh my goodness, it's a cat and it's going to squat in my backyard. Not like in the garden, middle of the freshly mowed lawn from the day before.
Yes, you just mowed.
Right in the middle of the yard going the squat and I'm like, are you kidding me? And so I banged against the back window and I'm like, what are you doing?
Get off my lawn!
Get off my lawn! Go back to your yard, thanks very much, and crap in that. 13, 12, 16, you want to complain about something? Here's the platform to do it. Give us a ring, 13, 12, 16, and get it off your chest this morning. The Complaints Hotline. It's Chris and Steph to get you up.
The Complaints Hotline.
All right, so the phones are down at the moment, so we're just resetting it. So if you want to call 13, 12, 16 to have a complaint this morning in a very safe, healthy environment where it's great to get things off your chest.
And you believe that I might be a bit of a bridezilla here, but I don't
think I am. I didn't say that.
You definitely gave me Zilla eyes.
They were simply cross eyes that I had.
Well, I'm sick of trying to email people who don't know how to respond to an email in an appropriate manner. When you're asking questions, respond with answers. You know, hey, I need the following, answered 1, 2, 3. Respond with, here's the answers to your questions.
They deal with things.
Don't write me a novel. Don't get sassy
diplomatically.
With me.
You know, isn't that the politician sort of way of
it
answering
is.
A question by not answering the question?
I just want yes or no, or, you know, oh, that's this much.
How many things have you ticked off the wedding plan at the moment? Are you 50% there? Are you 25% there to getting venues, cake, food, dress, rings?
I spoke to the cheese man about making me a cake.
You did. I was there, actually.
You were there. I have spoken to a couple of photographers. I'm getting in the good books with my favourite florist. I invited her to coffee this week. You were there for that as well.
Yes. Actually, I've been present for a lot of your organising over the weekend.
Yeah, so I'm getting there with all the contingency, like all the people who I'm going to be using. But what I'm struggling to find is a venue.
Again, you handled that like the email in question. You didn't actually tell me if you're 25% there, 50%. Like, what do you reckon? How far along?
2%.
2%. That's all right. That's okay. I mean, it's early days.
Yeah.
That's good. If people just respond to your emails, things would be a lot easier.
Appropriate manner. And look, I'm emailing lots of people. If you think it's about you, this one's probably not about you. It's about the person who you know it's about you.
13, 12, 16. If you'd like to complain, we've reset the phone line so you can ring now. 13, 12, 16 on Hit 105.9.
The Complaints Hotline.
And we are asking for your complaints this morning on 13, 12, 16. If you've got one, ring it through. This morning, Geordie's joining us. Tell us, what do you want to complain about this morning, mate?
I really shouldn't complain about this because I'm staying at a mate rent-free while I find a place. But
oh no!
I've been there for about a week now, and the sink is just—it does not work. It just does not drain.
And the sink does not drain.
The sink doesn't drain, and that's been going on for about a week now.
Mm-hmm.
And now I've just went to go to the bathroom last night, and now the toilet's not flushed.
Wonderful.
What do you do? Do you just go, I'll use it not flushed? If you need to go.
Pour water
on
top.
Luckily, it was a situation of if it's yellow, let it mellow.
Brown, flush it down. Yeah.
So you just left it to mellow.
Yeah, I just left it to mellow. And I didn't know beforehand that the toilet wasn't working, so it was lucky that it was yellow.
Yeah, okay. Yep. It could have been a lot worse.
Oh, absolutely.
Is it a household that loses a lot of hair regularly? Because I feel like that could be the sink problem right there. Because I live in a household with a lot of...
hairy people?
Females who have a lot of long hair.
That's what that was. Yeah.
I didn't say hairy people. But, that seems to be the lead thing that blocks a drain in a sink. Is that the sort of household you're living in?
It is a bit of a hairy household, but I'm not going to deny the fact that I'm probably contributing a bit to that.
Right, okay. So it's a collective issue. It's not just one person that you
can't
solve.
Yeah, I'm not pointing fingers or anything like that, but you know.
No, you do not want to allocate blame when it comes to blocked drains.
No.
I find that's a terrible thing.
It's downhill from there.
Although, I am picturing a new phone art what's blocking your drain on 13, 12, 16.
I think we call it TMI Tuesday, so we can ask that tomorrow morning.
Great. Thank you, Geordie. Well done, mate.
Side note, this morning on 13, 12, 16, I'm going to put the question out there. Did you tell your partner how much you spent on the ring?
Oh, good question. 13, now, 12, 16, if you've got an answer.
This comes after I was reading a report that say, you know, whilst many good relationships are built on very open and honest things, when it comes to engagement ring, many men make an exception and don't tell their partner how much they spent. I mean, only was it last month, Forbes magazine was saying that President Trump had actually paid full price for Melania's 10-carat diamond ring. Originally, right. He said he got $1 million discount, but it turns out he didn't actually get $1 million discount.
Right. So the $1 million was, we'll give you $1 million if you leave now.
Yeah.
$1 million discount.
Up price on it. Anyway, most guys, unlike the president, will pretend to pay more than they did rather than less.
Right, okay.
With most coming clean after the marriage.
After the marriage.
So after wedding day. Well, not after the marriage, sorry. After wedding day. Once they're in that marriage, okay, they'll be like, oh, I only spent this much. So 13, 12, 16, how much did you spend on the ring?
We put the question on Facebook. 81% said don't tell them. Don't tell them. Don't ask. Leave it as a mystery. Don't go into it. But you asked your partner, didn't you, Steph?
Well, I thought in preparation for the show this morning, I thought, yeah, I'll have a chat to Thomas and see
if you can get it out of him.
He'll tell me. In, like, I must admit, I actually went to the jeweler last week and got an evaluation. Not to be sneaky.
Right, okay.
I needed to put it on my home and contents.
Yeah, right. That's
so I need evaluation for my home and contents. Yeah. Thank you very much, which you should do. Like, if you're walking around with something that's, you know...
Yeah, good excuse.
...costing a couple of months' salary or whatever it's meant to cost, then you should probably get it evaluated and make sure it's on your home and contents. So, after getting the valuation, I knew what it was meant to cost, and then I asked him what he actually spent. And, yeah, he was all right telling me.
He didn't... There was no grey area? There was no errors in what he said in the evaluation?
No. The evaluation came back... I was quite happily surprised, and then when I found out how much he spent, I was like, good, well, he got a bit of a discount, and he bargained, and he got it on sale, and he did really well.
That's good.
It was a nice, happy medium. It's exactly what I wanted.
So you think that you should know?
I think that...
What's your opinion?
Yeah, I think you should know. I think not just for the sake of, you know, evaluation and your insurance, but I think you should know because I think it's nice to know. I like knowing.
Right. Yeah, good. I like good. Weren't you in a debating team once upon a time? I swear you can do better than it's nice to know.
Well,
I know you can.
I think it's important to know because I think it's something that a lot of financial decisions are made together in a partnership, and I think you need to know your partner's financial sort of standing by that point in time.
I don't think so. I think leave things as a mystery. Like if you're going to know, that's going to change your perspective on said ring. What if it's lower than you thought?
Then you won't be happy.
What
if it's higher?
But yeah, what if it's higher? But at the end of the day, is the ring really the major thing in the wedding? Like, isn't it the fact that you've found someone to spend your life with? Isn't the value of something that you're just going to wear on your finger the least thing to worry about in the whole situation? The fact that you're going to marry the right person. God, watch Marry at First Sight on 9 tonight. You'll find out how important it is to marry the right person and not just have the ring that's, you know, valued at thousands of millions
of
dollars.
Very quickly, though. Like, I'll go and drop a couple of $100 on a handbag that I'm only going to have for 1 year. This is a piece of jewellery that you're going to wear for the rest of your life. You don't want something too low.
Absolutely.
This is your lifetime piece of jewellery. You want to have it worth something.
13, 12, 16. Did you tell your partner how much you spent on the ring? That's what we want to know today. 13, 12, 16.
And on 13, 12, 16 this morning, we're discussing, did you tell your partner how much you spent on the ring?
What's the stats? What's the report that you were reading from before?
I was reading a report that said that many men wait until after their married to reveal exactly how much they spent on the ring.
Mm-hmm.
I also said that, you know, Trump recently was revealed in Forbes magazine that he actually paid full price for Melania's ring instead of getting the $1 million discount he said he got.
Right, okay. Actually paid full price.
Yep.
So the question is, 13, 12, 16, do you tell your partner how much you spent on the ring? We posted this on Facebook. 81% of all people said, no, do not tell them. Do not keep it secret.
But 19%, yeah, tell them. shouldn't be a secret.
That's not a majority. That's
no, like, but the, just, you know.
Like, it's more popular to not tell them.
Like, maybe I just voted in our poll and just said, yes, tell them.
13, 12, 16. Lisa's joining us. What do you reckon, Lisa? Okay to tell them or not?
Oh, I don't know, guys, but my sister and my cousin, when they got engaged, because they got engaged, I think, about 3 months between each other. So mm-hmm. once my cousin got engaged, they went and got their rings appraised to see whose was the bigger rock and was more expensive.
Really? So
yep.
There's an obvious clear winner in the situation, was there? Someone had a bit more spent on them?
I think they were pretty much similar. It's just one was white gold and one is rose gold. So that makes, like, one was platinum. So that, I think the platinum one was more expensive because it's platinum.
Now, did their partners know that they were getting their rings appraised, or did they just tell them later?
No, I think they got a message saying if my sister sent her fiancé a message saying if she beats me, you're dead.
Oh, okay, right.
But yeah, it's going to be done for insurance purposes anyway.
Yeah.
But doesn't the insurance come after you get it? Like, shouldn't, you know...
No, because you're taking it out of the house, you want to put it on, like, an extra thing because it's worth over a certain amount, and you're taking it out of the home, you want to make sure it's covered. So you've got to cover it for a certain amount.
Right, okay.
For its replacement value.
But you're obviously, you know, you worry about it later on. Like, he could take care of the contents insurance, like, couldn't he? Like...
Not in my household.
Sorry, I'm just looking for... Kanye West gold digger. Do we have it in the system?
It's not a gold digger thing. I think knowing the value of your ring is super important, not just for insurance purposes, but I think it's something that is a decision made as a couple, even if one person is saving and purchasing it.
What happens if you find out that it's less? Do you get upset? Do you tell them?
Then you want a grand eternity ring. That's all I'm saying.
What's an eternity ring?
That's like the third one that often matches in. You know how sometimes people get the engagement ring, then they get the wedding ring, and then they get the eternity ring?
When do you get an eternity ring?
Well, we were talking to someone over the weekend who said that they wanted their eternity ring done, or I was talking to someone who wanted their eternity ring done. I don't know. I think you get it as like an anniversary present or something.
Is it like a 10th anniversary or 20th? Just Google that quickly, because I've heard of it. But I don't know.
I'm Googling it. So I was talking to my PT, and she was saying that she wants to. They're getting their eternity ring now because her set comes in a trilogy, and the trilogy won't be made forever, so they'll get it now.
Ah.
So worn on the hand, comprising a band, precious metals. Da 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 da. I don't know when you get an eternity ring. 13, 12, 16, if you can actually set the, you know, set us straight and let us know when. But it's meant to symbolise your never-ending love.
Your never-ending love.
On occasion, a significant anniversary.
Absolutely.
Well, so after a year of marriage, you might get your eternity ring. I'm not saying she's a gold digger. So if you skimped out on the ring, I'm just saying that maybe you make up for it with an eternity ring.
Thanks, Kanye. I mean, you can still call through. I think people are still calling through 13, 12, 16. We'll leave it open this morning. What do you reckon?
Yeah.
Okay to tell them about the cost of the engagement ring or not?
Yeah, do you think that's perfectly acceptable?
It's Chris and Steph to get you up.
A moment ago, we were talking about how much did you tell your partner how much you spent on the ring?
Yes, because there's new stats saying what exactly?
Oh, just an article came out that said, you know, a lot of men won't tell their partner how much they spent on the ring till after they're married.
Yes.
They'll hold off on expressing the exact number until later.
Yeah, once it's too late to go, all right. Got to get out of this thing now. 13, 12, 16. The other question we asked was, what is an eternity ring? What's an eternity ring?
Well, that's because you said, you know, what happens if he found out he didn't spend that much? And I was like, well, he'll make up for it in the eternity ring.
He'll make up for it. All the wrongs he's done, all the wrong things.
You might be in a better financial position by the time you give an eternity ring.
Natalie's called to answer that question. Nat, what's your explanation of the eternity ring? When do you get one?
Their 10-year anniversary or the birth of your first child.
Or the birth of your first child.
Lovely. So have you been gifted an eternity ring?
Yes, I've got mine when I had my first child born. I was not going to wait 10 years.
And can I ask you, I know we were talking about how much you spent on the ring, or, you know, did your partner tell you? Did your partner tell you how much they spent on the ring?
Yes, I made sure I knew that. I told him it was a third of his weight.
Yep.
You told him. So you laid down the law, did you?
Yep, exactly right.
Yeah, beautiful. I like that. Respect.
Yep. I definitely
That's
it's
a funny.
My value.
That's a funny explanation of respect. I'm going to tell you what I want.
No, not to him. I'm saying respect to you as a woman.
Oh,
being,
I get
you.
You're like amen,
having,
sister.
Yeah, I'm like, because it takes guts to go and say to someone, "This is what I want." Do you, you know, this is what I demand. I think that's a good thing that you've got the guts to say that to your partner. That shows a good relationship.
Yeah, and he definitely knows to listen to me.
Oh, does? How long did it take him to learn that lesson?
5 years.
5 years? Are you kidding me?
Five years.
Well,
a woman who knows what she wants. That's what I've got respect for. I love it.
How long have you been together?
Oh, gee.
How long is it now?
We've been married 9 years.
Wow.
So another eternity ring next year.
I should, yes.
You made it.
Hit him up for that.
Love it.
Hey, thanks for your help this morning. We appreciate it. And love to get you back on the show anytime in future, okay?
No worries at all. Thanks, guys.
And much like everyone that we have on the show, you're always welcome to come back on. It's your show too, 13, 12, 16. Good debate. Love
yeah,
it.
Did you enjoy that?
I loved it. So what does the guy get every 10 years then? If you're getting an eternity ring, what does he get? Does he get something? What does he get exactly?
Well, he gets a loving wife. I ain't saying she a gold digger. But she ain't messing with no gold. It's not a gold digger thing. I ain't saying she a
gold digger. Oh, I'm just saying, like, and at the end of
she
life...
She did say, or your firstborn child. Like, I think she's just given plenty on that.
Well,
I think that deserves a diamond.
If you want a souvenir from your child's birth... You do have the child. That's a good souvenir from the birth. Like, if you want something to remember it by, you've got a child.
Yeah, but, like, you know, for putting up with that and being pregnant for 9 months and giving birth, here, have a diamond. I think it's a nice little touch.
Yeah, that's true. 10 years. I mean, he should get something too, obviously.
Box of chocolates.
A box of chocolates. Excellent.
A moment ago, we were talking about how much did you tell your partner how much you spent on the ring?
Yes, because there's new stats saying what exactly?
Oh, just an article came out that said, you know, a lot of men won't tell their partner how much they spent on the ring till after they're married.
Yes.
They'll hold off on expressing the exact number until later.
Yeah, once it's too late to go, all right, got to get out of this thing now. 13, 12, 16. The other question we asked was, what is an eternity ring? What's an eternity ring?
Well, that's because you said, you know, what happens if he found out he didn't spend that much? And I was like, well, he'll make up for it in the eternity ring.
He'll make up for it. All the wrongs he's done, all the wrong things.
Well, you might be in a better financial position by the time you give an eternity ring.
Natalie's called to answer that question. Nat, what's your explanation of the eternity ring? When do you get one?
Their 10-year anniversary or the birth of your first child.
Or the birth of your first child.
Lovely. So have you been gifted an eternity ring?
Yes, I've got mine when I had my first child born. I was not going to wait 10 years.
And can I ask you, I know we were talking about how much you spent on the ring or, you know, did your partner tell you? Did your partner tell you how much they spent on the ring?
Yes, I made sure I knew that. I told him it was a third of his wage.
Yep.
You told him. So you laid down the law, did you?
Yep, exactly right.
Yeah, beautiful. I like that. Respect.
Yep. I definitely,
that's definitely
got my value.
That's a funny explanation of respect. I'm going to tell you what I want.
No, not to him. I'm saying respect to you as a woman.
Oh,
being,
I get
you.
You're like amen,
having,
sister.
Yeah, I'm like, because it takes guts to go and say to someone, this is what I want. Do you, you know, this is what I demand. I think that's a good thing that you've got the guts to say that to your partner. That shows a good relationship.
Yeah, and he definitely knows to listen to me.
Oh, does? How long did it take him to learn that lesson?
5 years.
5 years? Are you kidding me?
Five years.
Well,
a woman who knows what she wants. That's what I've got respect for. I love it.
How long have you been together?
Oh, gee.
How long is it now?
We've been married 9 years.
Wow.
So another eternity ring next year.
I should, yes.
You made it.
Hit him up for that.
Love it.
Hey, thanks for your help this morning. We appreciate it. And love to get you back on the show anytime in future, okay?
No worries at all. Thanks, guys.
And much like everyone that we have on the show, you're always welcome to come back on. It's your show too, 13, 12, 16. Good debate. Love
it. Yeah, did you enjoy that?
I loved it. So what does the guy get every 10 years then? If you're getting an eternity ring, what does he get? Does he get something? What does he get exactly?
Well, he gets a loving wife. I ain't saying she a gold digger. But she ain't messing with no gold. It's not a gold digger thing. I ain't saying she a
gold digger. Oh, I'm just I'm just saying, like, and at the end of
she
life,
she did say, or your firstborn child. Like, I think she's just given plenty on that.
Well, I mean,
I think that deserves a diamond.
If you want a souvenir from your child's birth, you do have the child. That's a good souvenir from the birth. Like, if you want something to remember it by, you've got a child.
Yeah, but, like, you know, for putting up with that and being pregnant for 9 months and giving birth, here, have a diamond. I think it's a nice little touch.
Yeah, that's true. 10 years, I mean, he should get something too, obviously.
Box of chocolates.
A box of chocolates. Excellent. We often talk renovations on the show. I know you're a renovator, Steph. You're renovating your place at the moment.
Attempting to, slowly.
It was meant to be a deck weekend, but it sadly rained.
It did rain.
Bit of decking.
Yeah, we looked at moving a door up as well, but effort.
Effort, too much. How's this coming out of the UK? Here's a renovation story for you. A British couple have spent reportedly more than $400,000 renovating a country cottage. The only problem with that is it was rented under a long-term lease and they're due to be evicted after losing a battle in the High Court to stay on. They originally got a 15-year long-term lease.
15 years? Okay, that makes a difference. That's a very long time.
To live there.
Make it their own.
So, yeah, and with the prospect of buying it.
Yep, okay, like a rent-to-buy scenario.
Kind of like make the money back at the end of it. Unfortunately, things haven't gone according to plan. So they made a deal with the owner, Mr. Bowden, back in 1993. Here's where it gets interesting. Mr. Bowden died. Unfortunately.
Mr. Bowden's kids aren't so generous.
Mr. Bowden's kids, I think they're now dealing with William Bowden, maybe, possibly, allegedly doesn't want them to hang around anymore.
Yeah, because he wants his inheritance. He doesn't want them to rent to buy, and it's all been freshly renovated. He's said to sell.
So
he's gone to auction on Thursday.
15-year lease, spent more than $400,000 renovating, and sorry, guys, see you later.
Well, your handshake agreements just don't float. Get everything drawn up. Do it properly.
Get everything written down.
So that's what we learn. Imagine spending that much money on a rental anyway.
You could buy a house for $400,000. That's the thing. Like you could have taken that and then spent that on a house.
Plus
and
the rent they've been spending on it anyway. That would be more than a deposit. Plus the rent would have covered their mortgage repayments.
It's a warning to home renovators / renters this morning. Be careful of what you get yourself into. I can't imagine like asking to renovate the rental that I live in. To me, it seems like a weird concept because a house isn't really yours.
Yeah, that's sort
like
of,
it's but, not your
but if you're
property.
On a 15 years, you know, that makes a difference, and you do want to, you know, call it home as well. You want to make it feel homely.
Yep.
But I've got friends who have renovated rentals and I think, what are you doing? Why?
Don't do that. A mate of mine who I remember walking into his place and he's just, there's a hole in the wall and I'm like, what is that? He's like, oh no, I'm putting some cabling through for the computers. And I'm like, have you run this by the owners?
Because the owners would not be happy with you doing anything to their house.
That was the Chris and Steph podcast. Thanks for listening, whoever you are. Imagine.